Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is a book you must own and read and memorize. There will be a test later. So you got to do that. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. My website's, by the way, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then for my book, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com. So, Ruth, you have also been working on a project with some folks on a real estate project, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's one of my clients is interested in purchasing a building, which, you know, they're growing out of the building that they're in, which makes perfect sense.
So absolutely. It's the sleeper benefit of being a small business owner, being able to own your own real estate.
And they own their own building now, but they were looking at, you know, purchasing a larger one and renting this one out potentially, mm-hmm. but they still needed this one.
Right.
And so we put together a cash flow projection, and the reality of it is anytime you're thinking about doing something like this, you really need to put one of these together. And so we looked at what was coming in, you know, and how they did their purchases. I mean, this is cash flow; it's not a P&L; it's a cash flow statement.
Right.
And then it turns out their cash flow went really negative, like the third or fourth month after they purchased this building. And we couldn't find a way, and we couldn't look at enough
sales. Why did it go negative? Did it go negative because they had to start paying higher rent, or was it, did it impact sales? How did it go negative?
Well,
when you say cash flow, you're talking about the corporate, the sales, the company's cash flow went negative?
It did in the projection because they had an additional rent.
Yeah.
That they had to pay. They had additional utility bills that they had
right.
to pay. I mean, they had additional office issues that they've got to pay, like cleaning and janitorial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so all of their utility bills went up, all their telephone bills
taxes,
went up.
Taxes, don't forget cleaning. Taxes.
Yeah.
Insurance.
Got that. Yeah, insurance. Everything
build, probably
went
some build-out expense.
Mm-hmm. So we looked at it, and, you know, they were really hot to go on this building, and
mm-hmm.
it was like, we looked at, there was no way that I could generate enough revenue from a sales perspective because it's their slower time of year to overcome all this extra expense. Not going to happen.
Right. So what'd you
tell them? They didn't buy it.
They did not buy it. So, all right, let me ask you a question. was the company going to own the real estate, or were they going to own the real estate?
They were going to own it, and they were going to lease it back to the company.
Lease it back, yeah. So you've got to, so what you have to do is you have to say, okay, this is what it takes to capitalize this building, and therefore it takes this much rent to pay for that capitalization and to
correct.
Pay for the upkeep. And of course, when you rent to yourself, you rent triple net.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the tenant pays all maintenance, taxes, insurance. So the rent doesn't include all those other things.
Nope.
The rent covers basically the debt service at a minimum. Well,
taxes.
But if it's triple net, the company the tenant pays the taxes too. They just get a bill.
Yeah.
If it's triple net, but regardless, it comes out of the same pot, right? It all comes out of the same pot, just different checks. So they came up with the fact that they needed to charge $3,000 a month. That's my number. To capitalize this building, and when you added that up with the other things, the triple net expenses, that was going to be, you know, $4,500 a month. You're saying the company couldn't handle a $4,500 a month increase
in the slower
whatever,
of the
whatever
year.
The number I gave. Could they recover later in the year?
Yes, they could, but they didn't want to come out of savings for the money.
Now that might sound like a bad decision to me. What do you think?
Not given where they were and in terms of where their business was, it really and truly was, from my perspective, the right decision.
How much of a real estate, you know, when I think, as you know, Ruth, most of us, when we buy a home, I always tell people to buy a little more than you could afford because in 5 years, it'll be less than you can afford. It'll be better, right? Because you hopefully your money will your payment will stay the same, but your income will grow. How much of that can you apply to a commercial decision?
It really depends upon where you are from a business standpoint and a positive nature of your business.
Mm-hmm.
If your business is incredibly profitable and you see it growing, then yeah, you can probably get a little more than you afford. But if you're in a situation where you're coming out of a hole, like they're starting to get profitable and be more profitable, et cetera, et cetera, I'm not sure I would take that risk.
No, if you're just getting your feet under you and you're starting to learn how to operate profitably, you don't need to dive back in right now, do you?
No. Nope.
You don't need to put that extra pressure on yourself right now, right?
No, absolutely not. And the reality of it is that we got them profitable. This was their first profitable year. Then they start saying, oh, look how profitable we are. Now let's take a look at this building.
Let's go spend some money.
let's wait for a year or two until, you know, you get totally stable and you build up the cash, and then you make a better deal for the building. If it's still there in a year, which it very well might be, then you make a better deal.
Well, and then what you can do, though, is what you helped them with is you showed them the deficit.
Yeah.
So let's say that's $5,000, let's say it's $10,000. Then what they got to do is say, okay, but we can cover that during the year. Well, fine, but cover it for a year, put that money away, and then
exactly
you've got it covered when you, as you said, when you buy it next year.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah,
right,
very
you know,
smart.
As we hit May and June, the numbers, even the cash flow without the building in there starts taking off, and I said, okay, you're putting all that money away, and so that next year,
mm-hmm.
when you know, if the building's still there, you can buy it
the
then.
The trick's going to be putting the money away, Ruth, as you know.
I will make sure they do that.
And I don't even want to think of, see, folks, see what I'm talking about? I don't even want to think about where this company would be if they didn't have Ruth King. Now you understand why I tell you, you got to follow Ruth. And you can do that at profitabilitychannel.com. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.